2. The Dirty Little Secret. When we wrote up our meta-analysis for publication, Saperstein and I were cautious in our interpretation of the data. Despite our concerns about patients breaking blind and realizing whether they were in the drug group or the placebo group, we concluded that our results showed a considerable benefit of medication over placebo. Nevertheless, the article reporting our analysis of the published literature proved to be highly controversial, controversial enough for the editors of the journal to insert a warning label at the beginning, much like the warning label that you find on packs of cigarettes or, more recently, on patient information leaflets for antidepressants. They wrote, "The article that follows is a controversial one. It reaches a controversial conclusion, that much of the therapeutic benefit of antidepressant medications actually derives from placebo responding. The article reaches this conclusion by utilizing a controversial statistical approach, meta-analysis. And it employs meta-analysis controversially, by meta-analyzing studies that are very heterogeneous in subject selection criteria, treatments employed, and statistical methods used. Nonetheless, we have chosen to publish the article. We have done so because a number of the colleagues who originally reviewed the manuscript believed it had considerable merit, even while they recognized the clearly contentious conclusions it reached and the clearly arguable statistical methods it employed. The article that follows is a controversial one. It reaches a controversial conclusion, that much of the therapeutic benefit of antidepressant medications actually derives from placebo responding."